You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. This Move to Millions Minute is sponsored by Make Millions Move, the summit. It's happening on Wednesday, March the 20th, and it is where you need to come if you are ready to discover the internal and external paradigm shifts that are necessary for you to reduce the amount of time it takes for you to make money, no matter what's going on in the economy. Go grab your free seat right now at movetomillionsmasterclass.com. Welcome back to another Move to Millions Minute with your girl. I'm so excited. Here we are, another Wednesday, another opportunity to move so much closer to your $1 million milestone. I'm excited for this week's affirmation. As a quick reminder, these affirmations come to you from our Move to Millions affirmation card deck. You can get an entire deck right now by going to movetomillionsmerch.com. This week, our affirmation is, I attract abundance every day in every way, just by being myself. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. I attract abundance every day in every way, just by being myself. You can hear my smile, for those of you who won't see the video of this quick episode, because I am abundance. Now, I didn't start as abundance. Well, actually, that's not true. I did start as abundance, right? From the moment you were thought about, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. He approved you. He called you prophet, and he gave you a message to share with the nations. So when you are born, you are abundance. You are a complete vessel of light, whether you are pulled out or pushed out. And then you meet your family, right? And that's when your abundance tends to go down, because we're introduced to things that we can't even put voice to as infants and toddlers, right? But it's the antithesis of abundance. We're introduced to fear and lack and confusion and chaos, and who we are is called into question. And these questions ruminate, and they surround us all the time, and our abundance gets farther and farther away from who we are, until we realize and come back into a knowledge and understanding that we were meant to be abundance all along. It's almost like the Wizard of Oz, right? If you've ever seen that, or the Wiz, if you prefer. And you know the story. Dorothy gets lost and she needs her friends to help her to get back home. And at the end of the day, she realizes that she was at home all along, that it was in her. All that she needed, she already possessed. Well, that's the truth about you in abundance. And so once you recognize that you are abundance, I think about the scripture, right? I think about, why am I drawing a blank on the scripture right in this moment? That God sent his son, that we might have life and have it to the full. You know what scripture it is, because I can't tell you what it is in this very second. But when I think about that, when I think about Ephesians 3:20, exceeding and abundant above all you could ever ask of, think, or imagine, abundance is your birthright. And being able to walk in that today is something that is waiting for you. So as you affirm over your life, I attract abundance every day in every way, just by being myself, I give you permission to try on what it feels like to be abundance. I have this exercise that I do. I'm probably going to do a full episode on it, but for now, this will just hold you over, where throughout the day, I have these alarms that go off. I have one that goes off at 10 a.m., one at 1 p.m., one at 4 p.m., one at 7 p.m., and one at 10 p.m. When the alarms go off, first, the alarm itself is a soothing sound that raises my vibration. It's a 528 megahertz sound. So it immediately gets my vibration elevating. I literally say, and I smile, I say, it's abundance o'clock. And I set those reminders to remind me of this week's affirmation that I attract abundance every day in every way, just by being myself, because I am abundance. I also often will ask myself when I'm presented with anything. So if I'm presented with something that makes me a little nervous or afraid, because fear is natural, right? It's your ego protecting you, keeping you safe. When I'm presented with anything, I ask myself, what would abundance do in this moment? What would abundance do? So if you're at Chipotle and you're getting a burrito bowl and the lady asks you, do you want the guacamole? And you look over and you see that it's $2.70, or it might be more wherever it is that you live. I want you to ask yourself, what would abundance do? Would abundance get the guacamole? I think abundance will get the guacamole, because abundance recognizes that just by being itself, it is abundance every day in every way. Let me give you 3 journal prompts for the week. I know that I am abundance when, number 2, abundance is my way of, and number 3, when I am feeling abundant, I can. I want you to journal on those 3 things, and I want you to remind yourself that you attract abundance every day in every way just by being yourself. And I'm going to encourage you, even if it is not your reality in this moment, start saying it. Here's the cool thing about your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind takes everything you present to it as if it is the truth. It doesn't know the difference. So if you keep telling yourself something that is contrary to the actual reality of your life experience, your subconscious mind has to treat it as if it's true. So it begins to shift and change things. The more you think about abundance, no matter what's going on around you, the sooner you will raise your vibration and increase your ability to vibrate at a higher level. The law of circulation says that abundance never stops. It is expanding around us at an ever increasing rate. Abundance never stops unless you stop it. So affirm with me today, I attract abundance every day in every way just by being myself. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Taking your business to the next level already presents its own unique challenges. Let me tell you what should no longer be a challenge for you: creating new revenue whenever you need it in order to move your business forward. And that is why I'm inviting you to join me for the Make Millions Move Summit. Well, you'll discover the internal and external paradigm shifts that will position you to make money faster, regardless of what's going on in the economy. One thing is true: if you want to make millions move, you're going to have to challenge what you believe to be true about money. So go secure your free seat for the Make Millions Move Summit at movetomillionsmasterclass.com.
Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.